This is program number LW2144. Well, you know, if there's one thing you and I have in common, it's that we've made a mistake or two in our lives, right? I mean, we've blown it. Maybe you've blown it worse than I have, or I have worse than you have, but there's none of us free from mistakes. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about some guys who, 100 years ago, made a mistake the whole War Department wanted to forget, okay? It happened way out west, you know, during the days when the cavalry was taking the west by force. The Indians and the white men fought many a battle as they struggled for the open ranges that were rapidly being lost. Out in a certain western fort, there was a major who came up with a brilliant idea one day. He thought their artillery might be used more effectively in fighting the Indians if they'd put their cannons upon the backs of mules. I mean, you know, all their horses and mules seemed to be used to the gunfire anyway. Now, when I say cannon, I'm talking about what was called a howitzer. It was a sort of small cannonball gun. Anyway, this major decided to experiment with his idea, so they selected a howitzer, strapped it onto the back of a mule, and pointed the muzzle toward the mule's tail. When everything was secured then, they led that calm and unconcerned mule out to a bluff. They set up a target in the middle of the river, turned the rear end of that mule toward the target, and backed him gently to the edge of the bluff. The officers stood around and watched the major go up to the mule, light the fuse, and back off. 4 or 5 seconds went by, and that unruffled mule heard something fizzing back there. It made him rather uneasy. He turned his head partly around, sensed something he didn't like, and got excited. I mean, he really got excited. He secured his front 2 legs, raised his rear 2, and began kicking. I mean, he began kicking all over the place. Everybody scattered. The commandant shimmied up a tree. Lieutenants ran to the end of the bluff and slid into the river. Everyone else hit the dust. Gunfire went everywhere. Finally, in 2 or 3 minutes, there was an explosion. And the mule? Where was the mule? Well, nobody will tell. You see, no report of the experiment was ever sent to the War Department. It seemed that mistake the major wanted to forget, and everyone else knew that it was good for them, too, if they would forget it as well. Yeah, if there's one thing we people have in common, it's that we make mistakes. But you know, making mistakes isn't really what's stupid. What's dumb is to simply disregard them. You know, a lot of people talk about making mistakes. A lot of people would learn from their mistakes if they weren't so busy denying them, right? Listen, I don't care how many mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter how badly you've messed things up. The important thing is, you can still make a new beginning. It takes guts to do that, grit, a lot of courage, determination, character. Remember, it's not so much the size of the dog in the fight that counts, but the size of the fight in the dog. Confucius say, "Man who commit mistake and does not correct it, commit second mistake." You know what we people want to do? I think I speak for all of us. Rather than to face up to mistakes we've made, I mean, you know, admit we're the ones who did them, we'd rather blame somebody else. Circumstances made me do it. Dad made me do it. The boss made me do it. The devil made me do it. You know what Benjamin Franklin said a long time ago? He said, "I never knew a man who was good at making excuses who was good at anything else." Facing up, admitting what we've done, admitting where we are, embarrassed, maybe even with red faces, honestly admitting, "I blew it. I'm the one who did it. I was wrong. But I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to quit making excuses. I'm going to overcome." That's what makes the difference between failure and success. You know, we can either retreat from life or meet it head on. When it comes to problems, the way out is the way through. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Listen, when you think that you just made too many mistakes, remember this. It's the dullest people around who don't make any. But remember, it's the dumbest people around who don't muster up the fight to overcome their mistakes and be a winner. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Hey, the biggest mistake we could ever make is to refuse to let Jesus forgive our mistakes. Think about that one. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.